This is John Thomas. As you know, or you certainly should know, I wrote a book entitled, You Can Live It Any Weight You Choose. That's right. You can weigh whatever you want to weigh. You say, John, that's just crazy. I weigh 30 pounds too much. I know I should weigh less. My doctor tells me I should weigh less. My clothes don't fit. I'm really unhappy. My social life is going nowhere. And yet here you are, sitting, telling yourself that you have no chance. You're just out of luck. Maybe you've gone to meetings. Maybe you bought books. Maybe you've tried diet books, tried to diet, try to put less food in your mouth. But it always keeps coming back, doesn't it? Even if you, let's say, lose 5 or 10 pounds somehow, going through a painful experience, what do you do at the end of the day? You can't wait to get that food in your mouth again. It's just so important. Now, look at it. Isn't that the problem? Isn't that the whole problem? Look, 100 million, 200 million people are overweight or obese in the United States alone. Worldwide, it's in the billions. Yeah, what is it, though? You know, everybody knows exactly what to do. Just don't put so much food in your mouth or put different kinds of food in your mouth. You call it eating. That's fine. I call it putting food in your mouth because eating, as you know, are just a few steps. You put some food in your mouth. You taste it, you chew it, and you swallow it. That's it. That's the whole game. You need food for nourishment, no question. But if you're 20 or 30 or 50 or 100 pounds overweight, you're not eating for nourishment. You're eating for a different reason. You're eating because you think you're going to really get nervous or upset or concerned unless you keep having all the food in your mouth. We all know you don't want that food in your system because it makes you fat. You're not going to throw up or spit it out. I'm not suggesting that at all. I'm suggesting you get to the heart of your problem, the real issue. Why is it you put so much food in your mouth? Or you put it in your words, why is it you eat so much? Tastes good? Sure, it tastes good. But think about it for a minute. If somebody said to you, John or Mary, tell you what, I will give you a dollar if you don't put the food in your mouth, or put so much food in your mouth. Would it stop you? Probably not. It's not the money. It's more important than the money. That's why people pay a lot of money to go to meetings, to join groups, to do whatever. And at the end of the day, something like 95 or 97% of them, all of them, gain the weight back. It's the need. You have to come to grips with the issue. And once you do, the solution is so simple. You say, oh my gosh, I've just wasted all these years. I've anguished. I've gone crazy doing this. So why are you doing it? You say, John, okay, tell me how. Tell me what to do. Tell me what to eat. Tell me what I should do. Well, that's pointless, you know. If you want to know what to do, there's thousands of diets you can follow, thousands of books you can get, thousands of programs. You can get them online just free. Do it. Will it solve the problem? No. Has it? No. Won't? Will it? No. Why? Ask yourself. Why is it you put all the food in your mouth? Or why is it you eat so much? Don't ask me. You know the answer. The answer is really simple. If you want to find out, don't put the food in your mouth. You know what's going to happen. You're going to feel nervous. You're going to feel anxious. You're going to feel concerned. You may like to have food in your desk. You may want to carry something in your pocket. Just maybe it's gum. Maybe it's a lozenge. It's just something to put in your mouth. Because it makes you feel better. Chocolate. Everybody loves chocolate. Our last podcast dealt with chocolate. Well, all the chocolate in the world disappeared, would you weigh less? And you think you're addicted to chocolate. Really? The answer is you wouldn't weigh a pound less. If you want to try it, fine. Go do it. Don't eat chocolate for a month. See how you do. You're going to find something else. Very much like chocolate. Like the taste you need. The consistency you need. You want to feel it in your mouth. You love the juices. You want to roll it around in your tongue. You want to savor it. Now, the food's only in your mouth for several seconds, not really a long time. If you want to experience that same feeling, the taste again, well, you have to put more food in your mouth. Aha! Come to the nub of the problem. Isn't that it? You have to keep putting food in your mouth so you can get the feeling that food gives you. You say, oh, John, I'm not full. You don't even know what full is. If you're overweight, you have no clue what full is because you're eating beyond you being full, beyond your fullness. You're eating to keep the food in your mouth. That's what does it. That's what does it all the time. So, well, John, okay, that's great. Tell me exactly what to do. I will tell you exactly what to do, but I don't have a diet for it. Why? Because all diets are based on what you perceive as deprivation. If someone says to you, okay, you're going to have X number of calories a day, or just eat these foods, which means giving up foods that you have an emotional attachment to, or as I put it, an emotional need for, it's going to go nowhere. Absolutely nowhere. So what do? You have to understand the problem. Feel it. Watch yourself. This is so simple. It boggles the mind how simple it is. As I say, when you finish, by the way, this costs you nothing, you will say, oh my gosh, I wasted all these years, all this time. I was unhappy about being fat, and now I recognize and I realize I don't have to do this anymore. That's all it is. You have to understand what you're doing. Watch what you're eating. Ask yourself when you put food in your mouth why you're doing it. Do you need the nourishment? What does the food do for you? Does it make you feel better? Make you feel at ease? You're at somebody's house, there's some candy on the table. You know the candy is going to help you be fat and remain fat and stop you from being thin. Yet you want to take a piece of the candy and put it in your mouth. Really, why? Just understand yourself. This whole thing is about understanding yourself. That's all it is. Understanding why you're doing something, and then understanding it emotionally. It's really that simple. The whole problem, the whole weight problem, is really simple. And people talk about childhood obesity. Get this: fat adults telling fat children to be thin. What a joke! They're wasting their time. So if adult obesity goes away, so will childhood obesity. It's that simple. What do you have to do? You have to do nothing. Just watch yourself. Just get into your own mind, into your own emotion. Say, why am I doing this? This is like a magic potion, and it's free. It doesn't cost you a penny. I don't want any of your money. Save it. You'll need it to buy new clothes. So next time you're thinking of putting some food in your mouth, I don't care what it is and when you're doing it, why you're doing it, and why are you putting all that food? Why the amount of the food? Look, if you're listening to this, you weigh too much, and you're unhappy about it, and you want to change it. I'm telling you the simplest way to change it. It is that simple. Just understand what you're doing. Understand and feel the emotional component of putting food in your mouth or eating. It's not glamorous. You're putting all that food in your mouth, even though you don't want to, but because you feel you have to. Because you may have a nervous breakdown without it. You become anxious. You become concerned. The food in your mouth makes you feel good. It is the emotional reaction, the emotional need that is keeping you fat. This is John Thomas. Stick with me. I don't want any of your money. This is all free. We'll do more into it in subsequent podcasts. Goodbye.